Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the late night edition of the Love Lift Jesus Up Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host tonight, Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. On tonight, this is our prayer night, and as I was preparing for the ministry and as the music was playing, the welcome song was playing, the revelation of God says that we need to remain in the presence of God. This needs to be prayers that are lifted up, because a lot of things are happening. Many people are happy. Many people are sad. Many people are going through things. And as we all know, as I said before, the presence of the Lord has arrived. This is not to scare anyone. This is not to say the earth is ending, because it's not. This is to say that we should be cognizant to understand and know that the different things that happen within the world and the different things that happens within our lives rest in the hands of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as many of you have known. But before I begin, I would like to look at Psalm 136, and I'm going to read all the way from number 1 to number 5. Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 5. And it reads, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him who by the wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever." I've read to you Psalm 136, 1 through 5. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers' doors and the seekers of his holy word. I do want to mention this. When we begin to study the word of God, when we begin to read the word of God, the Lord adds strength unto us. And so it's very appropriate to speak to the Lord and to praise and worship the Lord by asking the Lord to add a blessing to what we have done. Any time that we go before God, that's a blessing. But when we begin to praise and worship him, that is something in addition to. And we still want the Lord to be in the mix, although we're asking for something totally different, if that makes any sense. So when we pray unto God, when we ask God for something, the Lord is already blessing us. He gave us life. He helped us to wake up this morning. We're breathing. And so this is something in addition to. When we ask the Lord for something that we want, we're asking God for additional things that we don't deserve, and that's called a man's favor. That's what the Lord is speaking. So it's very appropriate to ask the Lord to add to our prayer life, add to our strength. It's very appropriate. And so I wanted to clarify that piece of the message. So without further ado, we need to go to God in prayer. The first prayer you will hear is consecration. The second prayer you will hear is a prayer of just praying for everyone. But before we do that, there was a survey that we took to analyze our lives. And we're going to bring that survey back into play starting next week, God's will. But on tonight, I want you to ask God for whatever it is you want. And when I say whatever it is you want, that means something that is needed that you do not have. It does not mean something that you're wanting, but you have something that will get you through. Okay? It's something that you want, but you don't have it for whatever reason, whatever barrier is between what you need and what you want. And so at this particular time, I'm going to give you 2 minutes to reflect and think and ask God for something that you want. Okay, now that you've done that, I want you to add those things to your positive list, and I want you to begin to praise God in advance for that. And after you add it to your list or to your long-term memory, I want you to think about it or look at it up and down. I want you to put it under your pillow tonight. When you wake up in the morning, I would like for you to wake up in the morning and add those particular things onto your list. Okay? So we finished that particular activity. Now then, this is what I want you to do. We're going to God in prayer. And we're going to start with our consecration prayer. Then after which we're going to start with our prayer for just everyone. Okay? So without further ado, we're going to go into prayer. And tonight, as the revelation provides, we're going to really have to focus on strength. I want you to write that word down. Strength, 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 strength. We're going to have to focus on it. There are people, as I said before, who are climbing mountains. You know, sometimes it's not the storms that causes people to lose their strength. Sometimes it's the mountains. Sometimes it's the journey that we must take to get to the place that God wants us to be. And on tonight, I want you to write that word strength. And God is speaking David at this time. And I want you to look at the story of David tonight. And I want you in that, as the revelation is going forth, I want you to put your situation, write this down, put your situation in the place of David. And what I mean by that is everywhere you see David's name and the things that he went through, I want you to put your name. And I guarantee you that particular story will parallel the strength that we need. And I want to tell you something about strength. And we go right back to exercising. If you don't work out whatever it is, we talked about having disagreements. We talked about being upset. If you don't work it out, you're going to lose your strength. Okay? It's kind of like if you don't work out at the gym, you're going to lose your strength. If you don't drink milk, you're going to lose some of your mass, your bone mass. So if you don't read the word of God, right, and if you don't believe in it, and if you don't partake of it, amen, every day, then yes, you're going to lose your strength. You're going to lose your strength. And so in order to maintain the strength that is needed, in order to build up a body that has been torn down, we must go before God And as I said on the last time, I said, you know, sometimes you have to say, Lord, it's not my mom, it's not my dad, it's not my sister, it's not my brother, it's not my cousin, it's not my aunties, my uncles, it's me. It's me, Lord, who is standing in the need of prayer. And that's what the Lord, that is praising and worshiping God, being able to go to him, being able to have a relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's one thing to hear people talk about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but it's another thing to actually experience him for yourself. And I guarantee you, when you experience our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you will never be the same again. You will never be the same. So therefore, it behooves us, and it's very noteworthy to take note that in order to obtain your strength, and I'm speaking to a situation, in order to obtain your strength, you have to read the Word of God. There's no getting around it. Going to a counselor is fine. Going to this place and that place and this person and that place, is great. But you're going to have to give it over to God, because each day you're going to continue to lose your strength, because you're not going to have the strength or energy to go before God, because you're going to be too tired. Because nobody can give you consolation but our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so all tonight, we're going to consecrate this prayer. Then we're going to go into a heavy prayer for people's hearts, people's minds, things that they're going through, you know, storms that we go through in life, mountains that we have to climb, valleys that we have to go under, people that we have to encounter, places that we have to go, being in situations. God has saved many people. God has covered many people. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. The prayers are helping. Your prayer may be helping your child, or your child's prayer may be helping you, or your family prayer may be helping someone else. But at any rate, everyone is praying. And so what we're going to do is we're going to, I don't know what the Lord is going to give me. I don't even know who I'm praying for. I do know of about six people in particular who said, would you include us in the prayer? And I'm going to pray for the situations, just because I don't want to say anyone's name unless the Lord gives me that charge to do so. And so we're going to pray, and I'm going to allow the Lord, or the Lord can, just use this prayer in a mighty way to bless people, and use this prayer to reveal and to discover things that's in our hearts that we never discovered, discover things that are in our minds, discover things that are in our hands and feet that we don't know about. And so we're going to go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you this night, Lord, thanking you for last night's lying down, this morning's arising. Thanking you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. Lord, as we go into this prayer, we're asking, would you remove anything out of our hearts that would keep us from getting a prayer through to you? Would you remove anything out of our minds that would distract our focus on you? Would you remove anything out of our eyes that would keep our eyes focused on someone else? Would you remove any barriers that are visible or invisible that would keep us from reaching out to you, Lord? We come to you this night, Lord, as empty cups ready to be filled. We ask that if we're too high, to bring us down. If we're too low, Lord, bring us up. We ask that each word that comes out of this mouthpiece be the authentic and anointed word of God, be the word that is cleansed and purified. We ask that if there is anything that needs to be forgiven, we ask in the name of Jesus that it is forgiven right now. We decree and we declare victory over evil. We decree and we declare success over failure. We decree and we declare sadness over happiness. And we just ask that you just continue to bless us to be the people that you would have us to be, Lord. We ask that as the words go forth, that they be the authentic word of God, purify words without any bias, without any thoughts, without anything that is not like you. We ask in the name of Jesus, would it be removed? We ask, would you at this particular time anoint this prayer We ask that you anoint the mind, give the vision and the prophetic word of God so that people may be broken from whatever this spirit is of sadness, from whatever this spirit is of depression, from whatever this spirit is of anger, for whatever this spirit is of unhappiness, whatever spirit is causing us to be bound, we ask that those particular chains be removed in the name of Jesus. We ask in the name of Jesus that people continue to walk by faith and not by sight. We ask in the name of Jesus, will people continue to decree and declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, and beside him there is none other. So as we go into this prayer, we ask that we pray for those situations and people who are going through. We ask that we come in the presence of you, and we ask that we be full of the Spirit. And we ask that you help us and lead us in the direction that we need to go so that we can pray, so that we can uplift and magnify your name. And most of all, for those who have lost strength for whatever reason, for whatever situation, for whatever thing that has happened in life, we ask in the name of Jesus, would it be regained? We ask in the name of Jesus, would we have individuals who will come back unto you and who will read the word of God and not believe that their situation or the mountain that they're climbing is too steep to climb. We ask that you be the living water when we become thirsty. We ask that you be the strength when we become weak. We ask that you be the word when we are speechless. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you tame our tongues and keep our tongues from speaking hatred, evil, malice, or anything of that nature. We ask, would you cleanse our hearts from anything that is not like you? We ask, would you wipe our hands clean of anything that we touch that is not of you? And we ask that you anoint our feet where our feet will begin to walk into our destiny in the name of Jesus. We ask in the name of Jesus that every prayer that is rendered tonight to fall on good ground and begin to grow and prosper in your will. We ask that any needs or wants that are decreed or declared be that which is acceptable and pleasing in your sight. Now, Lord, as we submerge ourselves into you and as we decrease ourselves all the way to zero and increase you to greatness, we ask that you give us a word from on high, and we ask that you continue to help us to remain humble, help us to remain submissive unto you, and help us to cling unto that which is right and correct. Help us in our daily dealings with people to treat others as we want to be treated, even if they do not know how to treat the people of God. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you just continue to bless each person or each situation that is given unto this prayer. And we ask with this ministry, the Love Live Jesus ministry, continue to be an asset, continue to be the revelation that comes from you. We thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And we're going to now go into prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning. We thank you for starting us on our way because we realize and recognize that somebody didn't wake up this morning. Somebody didn't wake up yesterday. Somebody didn't wake up the day before, but you saw fit for us to be able to wake up, be able to move, and have our beings. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that you continue to anoint us in a special way from the top of this head of mine to the soles of my feet. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to bless each situation that's going on in people's lives. There are individuals who are trying to get delivered from drugs. There are individuals who are trying to get delivered from alcohol. There are people who are trying to get delivered from gambling. There are people who are trying to get delivered from whatever habit that they may have. And we ask in the name of Jesus, which you bless in a special way, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, would you bless each person who has lost a loved one, whether it's through natural death or whether it's through murder or anything of that nature, in the name of Jesus. We ask if there is anyone missing or have been missing. You said, Lord, for the past 11 years, we decree and we declare today that they will be found. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you help us to be able to pray one for another? Would you help us to lift up bowed down heads? Would you help us to be able to pray for each and every person? In the name of Jesus, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless those who were in the hospitals, those who are coming out of the hospitals, and those who are going in the hospitals, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, all this week we have heard of different things that have happened to individuals and you brought them through. And we want to say thank you because we realize and understand that life is fragile. We realize and we understand that we serve a true and living God who is bigger than any problem or anything that we must face. And we thank you, Lord, for preserving all of the lives and all of the people who have given testimonies about how you brought them out, not only of the storms but of the mountain situations, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to help us and give us strength, Lord, because many times we become tired. We become tired because of different things. We become tired of different things that's going on in the world, and we ask in the name of Jesus, would you be our strength? Would you be our redeemer? Would you be our keeper, Lord? We ask, Lord, would you continue to help us to nourish our bodies in a way that will help us to remain healthy, in a way that will help us to consume only good things for our bodies. Lord, if there is a spirit of depression, Heavenly Father, wherever that person might be, we ask, Lord, would you counsel with that person and would you send Gabriel, Heavenly Father, to let that person know that you are God and besides you there is no other. We pray in the name of Jesus for financial breakthroughs. We pray for career breakthroughs. We pray for anointing breakthroughs. We pray for ministry breakthroughs. We just pray for everyone in the name of Jesus. We pray for those who are starting new ventures, Heavenly Father. We pray for those who are in the venture, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless our youth, Lord? Would you help us to set up programs and help us to set up workshops, Lord, that will not only help our students and our youth remain innocent, but keep them that way, Heavenly Father, until they are old enough to make decisions, to make sound decisions about how they want their lives to go, Lord. We're asking you in the name of Jesus, would you bless each parent, Lord? Would you help parents to have the strength and courage to have patience with their children, Lord? We ask that you take away the spirit of unsupervised children in the cars, in the name of Jesus. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you take away parents who their minds are disturbed, would you just bind their hands so that they are not able to hurt or harm themselves or their children in the name of Jesus, Lord. We can't thank you enough, Heavenly Father, for what you've done just this week. We can't thank you enough for what you've done just last week. And, Lord, if we had a million tongues, we couldn't say thank you in the name of Jesus. We're asking you, Lord, as we go about our days, would you continue to help us to be safe and would you help us to be the type of people that you would have us to be. Help us to remain in the Word of God. Help us not to go astray. Help us to be in that number, Lord, and help us to not be the person that you have to go look for. Help us to be where we're supposed to be. Help us to be on our journey and help us to walk in the right direction. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we ask, would you continue to bless the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Afrida Emmanuel Love is the host. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to bless each guest who comes on the ministry, bless them in a mighty way, bless their family and everything that they touch. We ask that it be success, Lord. the name of Jesus. Then, Lord, as we turn and do a self-evaluation on ourselves, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to help me in particular, Lord, to continue to help me to just do your will and do your work, Lord, because all of this is for your glory. This is not for a shape, form, or fashion. I thank you for the gifts. I thank you for the anointing, the prophecy. I thank you for the word of God. I thank you for the platform. I thank you for the people you're sending, the people you're going to send. I thank you for the different blessings, Heavenly Father, not only the things that you're doing, but I thank you for being you, Lord. And as we all know, Heavenly Father, it's very important that we form a relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, we're asking in the name of Jesus, would you bless each person as they get ready to return back to work or school? We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless each person to have a peaceful year? We ask in the name of Jesus, would you we pray for each parent that they will continue to support their child by having them do what is right, continue to communicate with their child, continue to see what's going on at the schools, continue to be great parents. Lord God, we're asking you, Heavenly Father, if there's anything that you would have us to do, would you show us, would you lead us, would you guide us in the right direction? Lord God, there are so many people who are seeking your face, who are seeking your deliverance. They want to be delivered, and we ask in advance, and we thank you for delivering those individuals who said, pray for me. We thank you in advance for blessing and preserving everyone's life who was involved in a storm this week, last week, the week before. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you continue to help us to be safe. We thank you, Lord, for who you are. We thank you for your shield of protection, Lord. We thank you for keeping us. We thank you for blessing us, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we know, Heavenly Father, that everything that is done on earth, Heavenly Father, is through heaven, and we know that it is your will. We ask in the name of Jesus if there's anyone who is in pain, neck pain, back pain, leg pain, elbow pain, shoulder pain, hip pain. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you touch right now, and would you help ease the pain so that they can get some sleep, Lord? Because it's not the pain pills, but it's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you help us as we travel all around the world to display who you are? We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless each project that is going forth, from the Youth Project to the CWC Project to many other projects that are going on? We ask in the name of Jesus, you bless it. Now, Lord, as we conclude our prayer, but never conclude from your presence, we ask that you continue to be with us and stand by us. In Jesus' name we pray. Hey, amen. Amen. And before we go, I have a few announcements, and I have one song I want to play. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. The Spiritual Guide on the Go is in your bookstores at BarnesandNobles.com, Follies.com, and also Amazon.com and AmazonUK.com. Be sure to pick up a Spiritual Guide to Go, the only guide that empowers people and help us to perfect our walk in Jesus Christ. In addition to that, gospel artists, promoters, published writers, actors, actresses, artists, groups, different individuals, positive community leaders, please, please continue to reach out to our Free to Love. That's ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE. Or you can email me at EMONY_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the Love Live Jesus Ministry. In addition to that, make sure you're praying for 155 individuals. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all on one line and pray for them one by one, and be sure to pray for yourself. In addition to that, you should already have August the 24th marked on your calendar at 3:30 p.m. We will have the Reverend Melvin Petty from the Greater Mount Olive Church and Congregation come to worship with us on our church anniversary and homecoming. We're also seeking members, former members, and community individuals and churches and anyone who wants to attend. Our doors are always open. And remember that we're right close to Baylor University, so if you're dropping off your student at Baylor University, be sure to drop by Great Ebenezer Baptist Church at 3:30 p.m. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to connect with the Love Lives Jesus Ministry on my page of I Got to Have Faith, because that is very true. We do have to have faith. And therefore, please connect with me on that page as well. And you can email me, you can inbox me, you can LinkedIn me. It's all under our Free to Love. So please be sure to connect with me on that. I want to thank all of the artists and individuals, preachers and ministers in advance for taking out the time to reach out and to connect with me so that we can talk and Skype and things of that nature and get to know each other before we come on the ministry. I really appreciate that. I appreciate all of you who or helping with the CWC. You're going out in your communities. You're extending your blessings in the community, which is good. I want to recognize, and I'm not just saying this because this is one of my favorite artists, but I do want to recognize the man who had a taping today in Fort Worth, Texas, and they're giving back to the community. They're doing fundraisers, which is good. And so that means that they're stepping out of the walls and they are giving back to their community in Fort Worth, Texas. So I would really like to admire them, and I ask that the Lord continue to just shower blessings, which He is, and there are many more things to come, because how many of you know that when you give unto God, He gives back double? And so, you know, it's always good, as I say before, to help people. Once you make it, it's always good to have time to speak to people, because you never know. Just because you're at the mountain and they're speaking to you from the valley doesn't mean that God may not use them to be a blessing unto you. Because how many of you know that whatever we have cannot buy our happiness, it cannot by situations that may come upon us unexpectedly, amen? The only thing that can carry us through is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And sometimes as the Lord is speaking, He has to dispatch His angels, and it's the least of them. It's the least person you would expect, the person down in the valley speaking to me and I'm at the mountain. The Lord uses those of us who are in the valley to speak to those mountains and tell those mountains to be removed so that people could cross. You see that the Lord used Moses to tell Pharaoh to let the people go. And so the Lord can use anyone. It doesn't matter how much you have or how much you don't have. The Lord can use anyone. But what I do want to jog your memory and remind you is that only what we do for Christ will last. Anything that you're doing for God should be for God, and it should be authentic. It should not be for us or for our glory, because we come to magnify and lift up our Lord and Savior. And the Lord is also revealing that no matter what happens on earth, no matter how people act, no matter how people, in other words, you need to focus at this particular time on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We give too much credit to the devil. We give too much credit to situations. The Lord wants to bless, but He can't bless you, dear, because you're too busy worried about the people. And it's good to be worried about people, but God says focus on Him. Because sometimes you have to break through the negativity and the walls and the barriers that you're facing to get to the destiny that God has created you to go to. And so it's very important. And so as we leave this particular ministry today, remember that your strength comes from the Lord. Remember that you need to read about David. You know, read David's life, and it's going to take you about 2 days, because there's a lot in the Bible about David. Read about his life and plug your name in there. And I guarantee you, when you plug your name in there, you will be able to identify with all the situations that David went through, because we are human. It's a humanistic thing, and later on we're going to talk about David. But I want you to really read everything about David and put your name there, because it's very important. And once again, I cannot thank God, my family and friends, these people who are entertainers, who are in showbiz and gospel artists, who take out the time to speak to someone in the valley. And when I say valley, the Lord gave me this platform, but the Lord says, you know, this may be a platform, but you have a rich word. And I think that's very important. because we have to pray people through. Ministries have to be based on winning souls. And I want to also say this, if you come online and if you want to listen, please feel free to do so. I'm not going to put you on the spot. If you want to speak, you just chime in at the end and say, hey, I have something I have to say. So feel free to listen in. I see a lot of individuals on the line, so anytime you can tell me that you want to have something to say, and I will allow you to do so. And so in the meantime, as I said before, make sure you continue to watch my Facebook page. Make sure you continue to log on to blogtalkradio.com/free to love, because we have the ministry goes forth. You know, we're on at least four times per week. And I'm selecting a date, which is on a Wednesday, in order to play some of these artists' music. And so on today, I'm going to play Miss Karen Showell's He is Faithful. And then I'm going to bid you good night. But mark your calendars and things like that. Every Wednesday after prayer, we're going to have about 30 minutes of just gospel music from all the artists who come on my ministry. Some of them I know personally, and so we're going to go ahead and put their music on MP3 and get it on the ministry. So without further ado, I would like to play Miss Karen. And this particular song is entitled, He is Faithful and God is Faithful. So here you go.
Been so faithful to me. In my moments of fear, through every pain, every tear, there's a God who's been faithful to me. Was all gone when my heart had no song. Still in love, He's proved faithful to me. Every word He's promised is true.
Jesus Ministry. Thank you so much for tuning in. Be sure to connect with me on my page of I Got to Have Faith. You can also email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Please stay tuned in the next couple of days, weeks, and months, for we will have many guests, as I said before, that you see on television, and we will have other guests as well. So please be sure to check that out. And once again, if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you be sure to tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.